Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It Dad Sports Podcast. I'm Patrick, here for episode 8 with my co-host,
Killian.
We are back and feeling much better after our sick week last week. How are you feeling tonight, Killian?
Awesome. Golden.
Awesome. Golden. Very good.
Go Grizzlies.
Go Grizzlies. Ooh, giving a little bit of a foreshadow of what we're going to talk about today, huh? Awesome. Well, we made just a ton of picks from the bathtub last week in our shorter episode to review college football, NFL, and NHL for Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And so we're going to kind of do a quick review of how you did on your picks. We're going to do a review of how you did on your picks from last week, and then we'll do a preview of some picks for the upcoming week. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So in college football, Killian, you made 11 picks. Three of them were from outside of the Big Ten, and the rest of them were from the Big Ten. You went into the week with a picking record of 12 wins and 8 losses. And this week you went 7 picks correct and 4 picks wrong. So your grand total of the year so far is 19 picks for the win and 12 for a loss, which is a really good percentage. So you got to be feeling pretty good about that, huh?
Yeah, I went like that more.
Okay, awesome. So your first pick of the weekend for college football is you had the number one Ohio State Buckeyes beating the Wisconsin Badgers. Did you get to watch that game at all?
Yes.
Okay, and who ended up winning?
Well, Wisconsin was, I picked Wisconsin. I went under the pick.
No, you picked Ohio State. I have it from last time. And Ohio State got the big win, 34-0. They shut out the Wisconsin Badgers and beat them 34-0 to retain their number one spot in the rankings this week. So you got that pick right.
And I got the sport.
Yeah, so next we'll go to the Spartans. They played the Indiana Hoosiers, who are now number 2 in the country. And unfortunately, the Indiana Hoosiers had way too much firepower, and they beat Michigan State Spartans 38-13. That was a tough loss, huh? Yeah, tough loss. Another one, though, that you got right was our other hometown team, the Michigan Wolverines, who now sit at 25th in the country after beating Washington 24-7. They beat the Huskies pretty handedly, didn't they?
Yeah, I picked the Wolverines.
You did pick the Wolverines.
I got that pick right. That was 2 picks.
That's right. Another pick that you got right, you had, of course, your Crimson Tide, Alabama, beating the Tennessee Volunteers. And Alabama got the win 37-20, which brings them up to number 4 in the country.
Who are they playing now?
And it drops Tennessee down to 17th in the country. Alabama, this upcoming week, I will have to take a look in the app to see who they play this week. But we'll keep going through and see who...
Baylor.
All right, so Alabama in this upcoming week is going to play the South Carolina Gamecocks. So, again, they're number 4 in the country. The Gamecocks are unranked. Who do you think you got in that one between Alabama and the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Alabama Roll Tide.
Alabama Roll Tide. All right, I had a feeling you were going to pick them. Okay, the other non-Big Ten game that you picked was between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Ole Miss Rebels. You picked the Georgia Bulldogs, and sure enough, they got the win in a high-scoring game, winning 43-35 over Ole Miss. That brings...
Yeah, I think Uncle Mike picked Ole Miss, but...
Did he?
Yep.
So he's a pretty big fan of Ole Miss, I think, because their starting quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss, was Ferris State University Bulldogs' starting quarterback last year, took him all the way to a Division II national title. And so there's a little bit of an affinity to Trinidad Chambliss being a former Ferris State Bulldog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he always likes watching the Bulldogs and rooting for the Bulldogs, who I think are still undefeated on the season.
Let's check the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we'll see how the Bulldogs are doing down in Division Two. So the Fair State Bulldogs.
Where are they?
They play their in-state rivals this Saturday at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 25th. They play the Grand Valley State Lakers, which is a big rivalry. It looks like they play them at home. Fair State's still undefeated, 7-0, against the Grand Valley State Lakers, who are 4-2. Who do you think you want to win that game? You got Grand Valley or Fair State?
Ferris.
Go Bulldogs?
Yeah, go Bulldogs.
All right, awesome.
But I still like Spartans.
Yeah, of course.
If the Spartans play them, I'll pick the Spartans.
You'd pick the Spartans over the Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And you would probably pick the Spartans,
too. I probably would, too, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Uncle Mike would pick the Bulldogs.
He would pick the Bulldogs. Probably Granddad probably would, too. And maybe Aunt Kara and Uncle Andrew, because they went to Ferris as well.
But if Spartans win, Bulldogs are still undefeated.
Wow, that's right. So the remaining games from college football that you picked the Penn State Nittany Lions to beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. Unfortunately, you got that wrong. Penn State lost a close one. They're still falling apart, but they lost 25-24.
The Penn State Nittany Lions.
Yeah, they lost to Iowa Hawkeyes. Yeah, after firing their coach.
Those Bulldogs.
Bulldogs?
No.
You mean those Nittany Lions?
Yeah, those Nittany Lions got to catch up. I want them to win 37 wins.
Oh, well, I don't think they're going to win 37 wins this year. But the next game that you picked correctly was you had the upset on Friday night of the Minnesota Golden Gophers over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And Minnesota just trounced them 24-6 with a big win over the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and that actually drops them out of the top 25. How'd you feel about that upset win?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Go Gophers.
Go Gophers. Another pick that you got wrong is you had the Purdue Boilermakers over the Northwestern Wildcats, and unfortunately Purdue, like Wisconsin, couldn't get on the scoreboard. They ended up losing 19-0 to the Northwestern Wildcats. A game that you got correct was was Oregon, the Ducks, over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They beat them very handedly, 56-10. Mm-hmm. They won 56-10, and that moves them to number 6 in the country. A pick that you got wrong was you had picked the Maryland Terrapins to beat the UCLA Bruins. And unfortunately, the Bruins, on a win streak right now, beat Maryland 20-17. And then finally, you, in the last game of the picking for college football last week, you picked the Notre Dame Fighting Irish over those stinking USC Trojans. We don't like the Trojans, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Fighting Irish won 34-24, which puts them at number 12 in the country.
Who does Illinois play? Let's check this.
Ooh, Illinois. Who's Illinois going to play this week? Let's see.
I think they're going to play USC.
So Illinois, actually, in the number 23 Illinois Fighting Illini, are going to play the Washington Huskies, the team that the U of M Wolverines just beat last week. Would you like to make a pick on that game?
I will pick.
Just focus on that one right now, the Illinois Fighting Illini and the Washington Huskies.
Illinois.
All right. So we've got Illinois over
Nebraska. Looks like they're
the Washington Huskies. Down. Yeah.
And the Gophers, they play. Dan.
Yeah,
can
bud.
I see the phone again.
Well, I'm gonna. I'll let you look at one more. I'll let you make a pick on the
Gophers.
Yeah.
Play. What's that team?
That's the Iowa Hawkeyes.
The Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah. Both are 5-2, so you're going to pick the Minnesota Golden Gophers over the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Yeah. Let's see who Nebraska's playing. I don't know who they're playing.
All right, before we get into that, I think what I'm going to do is I already had written out a few different games that I was going to have you pick on, so let's pick on those for the remainder, okay? So we've got Minnesota over Iowa, we've got Bama over South Carolina, and we've got Illinois over Washington. So I've got four other games, pretty big games. All of them have ranked teams in them. So we'll start with the first one. We've got Ole Miss Rebels against traveling to Norman, Oklahoma on noon on Saturday against the number 13 Oklahoma Sooners. Who do you have between the Ole Miss Rebels, the number 8 Ole Miss Rebels, against the number 13 Oklahoma Sooners? And here, I'll show you the logo so you can take a look at them.
Up there at the top. Oops.
Both are 6-1.
Oklahoma.
All right, and he's going with the Oklahoma Sooners. What's their song that they sing?
Sooners.
Can you sing it for the fans?
I don't.
No? Okay, maybe another time. We can maybe put that up for some extra content if folks want to hear that. All right. Next, we have a top 15 matchup. We've got the Missouri Tigers traveling to Vanderbilt to play the Commodores, the number 10 Commodores. Both teams are 6-1. They play on Saturday at 3:30. Who do you got, the Vanderbilt Commodores or the Missouri Tigers?
I don't like Vanderbilt, so I'll go with Missouri.
You're going with the Missouri Tigers. Okay, I like that. Good pick. All right, and then one other game that we have is a top 20 matchup in the SEC as well. We've got, this is a 7:30 game in Death Valley at LSU's stadium. We have the LSU Tigers against the Texas A&M, the number 3 Texas A&M undefeated Aggies. We're 7-0 against the 5-2 LSU Tigers. Who do you think you got in that one?
Texas A&M. And on Friday, the Miami Hurricanes play the Boston College Eagles.
No, I think you were looking at two different things at the same time. So the number 9 Miami Hurricanes, who just got upset by the Louisville Cardinals, they're 5-1. They're going to play.
What's that S in the tree?
Yep, they're going to play the Stanford. Oh, man, what's Stanford's nickname? I think they're the Stanford Cardinal. So they got to play another cardinal, although their cardinal is not a bird. It's just the color.
Oh.
Interesting, huh? So they're the number. They're 3-4, and they're going to try and bounce back after their upset. The Miami Hurricanes play Stanford. So you pick the Texas A&M Aggies, and then I think we'll do one more big pick, and it's our hometown teams who happen to play each other Saturday night in East Lansing at Spartan Stadium. We got the Michigan State Spartans against the number 25 ranked Michigan Wolverines. I got a phone call from your great uncle Nick, and he wanted to do a guest pick. Should we let him do one? Should we put it on the podcast?
No.
No, not really?
I want the Spartans.
You want the Spartans? Well, guess what? He wants the Spartans too. You guys can be rooting together. So Michigan State, is that who you got over U of M?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so we'll
Uncle
pick Michigan.
Nick's going to be coming.
Yeah, he's going to be excited for that one for sure. So go Sparty, right?
Go Sparty.
Awesome. Okay, so you're 19-12 on your picks. You've made 7 picks tonight, and so hopefully you can go 7-0 this weekend. Sound good?
All right, let's go into the
NFL. All right. Well, you made a slew of picks from last week in the NFL. So let's kind of review how you did. You went into the NFL week with a winning record. You've had 12 correct picks, 9 incorrect picks, Remember, we still had that one tie where the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers tied, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're 12-9-1. After this week, or in this week, you went 9-6. So
That's pretty good.
So you're sitting 21-15-1 on the year. That's right. Pretty darn good.
And, Dad, the Chiefs are 4-2.
The Chiefs are 4-2. That's correct.
Yeah, because they crushed the Lions.
They did crush the Lions, but then they played again this week. Who did they play this week? They played the Raiders. They're in.
So now they're 5-2.
No. So, Bubba, they are 4-3 right now. 4 wins, 3 losses. They beat their in division rivals, the Las Vegas Raiders, who are 2-5, and the Chiefs won 31-0. They shut them out.
Yeah,
it was a great game. They did.
I hope the Raiders are.
Yeah. So in pro football, they don't really do rankings so much. They do like power rankings, but the rankings don't mean the same thing as in college football. So right now, if you look at it, the Raiders are last in their division, so that's not very good. They'd be like unranked for sure.
Yeah, boom.
So we didn't get it on the podcast because it was the next day, but you did off-air pick the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they won 33-31. In London on Sunday morning, you picked the Rams to beat the Jaguars, and they crushed them 35-7. Like we said, you picked the Chiefs over the Raiders. You picked the Cleveland.
Crushed them.
Yep, crushed them. You picked the Cleveland Browns to beat the Miami Dolphins, and the Browns crushed them 31-6. So good pick on that one. That was a good win. You went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your first 5 picks were all correct. You picked the New England Patriots to beat the Tennessee Titans, and sure enough, they did, 31-13. So good job. First 5 picks, got it.
Nice.
Your first loss is the team that you keep going back to, but they cannot get a win. It's the New York Jets, who are now 0-7 after losing to the Carolina Panthers 13-6. Do you think you're going to pick the Jets again? Probably. Okay.
Who are they playing now?
Well, let's take a look and see.
Are they playing the Stinky Bills?
No. So Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Jets play the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 3-4. The Jets are 0-7.
Beat the Lions.
The Bengals did not beat the Lions, no. But who do you got in this one, the Bengals or the Jets?
Because
you like orange, you're going to pick the Bengals?
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's...
Who do the Bears play?
We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but let me write that one down for you. So you're going to pick the Bengals over the Jets, which I think is a good pick, bud. I think we've got to let the ship sail on the Jets. I don't know if they'll ever get a win this year. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So next are those Chicago Bears you just mentioned. You picked them to beat the New Orleans Saints, and sure enough, they did, 26-14.
Yes.
So good pick there. They play the Ravens on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So they're the 4-2 Bears against the 1-5 Raiders. Very unlike them to not be doing well. The Ravens. The Ravens. Who do you have in that one between the Bears and the Ravens?
Bears.
Bears. All right. Chi-town.
I think the Chicago fans are going to pick the Bears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kara. For sure. Yeah, and Kara. Yeah, and Uncle Andrew.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nora.
Linus.
Arthur,
that's right, your cousins. Okay, so next, you picked the Minnesota Vikings to beat those stinking Philadelphia Eagles. And unfortunately, they fell a bit short, losing 28-22.
Did the Eagles lose?
No, the Eagles won. They beat the Vikings. They're so hard to beat, those Eagles.
Yeah, but they got hit out 2 times.
They did get beat twice, and actually I'm going to have you pick their game for this upcoming week, but let us wait on that one for right now. So next you picked the Indianapolis Colts to beat the Los Angeles Chargers, and they did, 38-24. You picked the New York Giants to beat the Denver Broncos, and they were cruising. They had a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they, I think, gave up 33 straight points. Or I'm sorry, they had a 33-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they gave up 33 straight points to lose the game on a final kick against the Denver Broncos. So you got that one wrong. The Denver Broncos beat the New York Giants. You picked the Arizona Cardinals to beat the Green Bay Packers. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it happen, losing 27-23. You picked the Dallas Cowboys over the Washington Commanders, and they one-handedly 44-22. So good pick there. You picked the 49ers to beat the Atlanta Falcons, and they did, 20-10. Good job.
Nice.
You picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to beat the Detroit Lions on Sunday night. Monday Night Football.
But I changed my mind. I got the one.
All right. So you did say that you changed your mind as soon as you got to Nana and Papa's house, and you were rooting for the Lions. You were wearing your T-shirt. I'm still going to count this as a loss, though, because on air, you picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right?
Okay.
So the Lions, though, we can be excited. Got the win, 24-9. It looked really good. Jahmyr Gibbs had a 78-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And he had a 2-yard touchdown.
Did he?
By getting loose with Baker Mayfield coming out the side of that pile.
Yeah.
Trying to get him, but Jahmyr Gibbs got loose and scored.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I was at a concert with Mama, so I didn't get to really watch much of the game. But it sounds like
I watched the whole thing.
It sounds like Nana, Mom, Papa let you watch the whole thing, which is very exciting.
Yes. So,
cool. All right.
But sadly.
Sadly.
The Seattle Seahawks ended up beating the number 10 Texans.
Houston Texans. And you did pick the Texans to beat the Seahawks. And unfortunately, the Seahawks won 27-19. So again, your record, 9-6 for the week, 21-15 on the season.
Name on Papa's friends, some of their friends, they actually live in Seattle.
That's right, they do. And they were at Auntie Lizzie's wedding when we were there. We were hanging out with them for a little bit. Yeah.
Ethan? He was there?
Well, Ethan doesn't live in Seattle, but Nimama and Papa's friends do. Yeah.
Yeah, so
they told me they were going to start listening to your podcast. Pretty cool, huh? All right, so I've got a couple other picks for you to make in the NFL this week. So you've already picked the Cincinnati Bengals over the New York Jets, the Chicago Bears over the Baltimore Ravens. This week, the Lions are on a bye week, so we were not going to pick the Lions, right?
Yeah.
They're going to rest up before they play in week 10. Sound good?
Can you tell me?
Can I tell you what? In week 9, they come back. So the Lions will play the Vikings in week 9 after their bye week in week 8. Okay?
If the Vikings win over the Chargers tonight, they will play the Lions.
That's right. So you just mentioned it. So tonight is Thursday Night Football. We're recording right now, Thursday night. The Vikings play the Chargers. Who do you got in that one?
Vikings.
So Minnesota over the LA Chargers.
No, I thought they were Los Angeles.
Yeah, LA, Los Angeles, Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I've got 3 other games for you to pick. All right. So the first game is the New York Giants versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Again?
Round 2. Remember, because they're in the same division, they play each other twice. So just like the Lions are in the same division as the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings, they play each of those teams twice. The Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles play each other twice every year because they're in the same division. It just so happens that they're playing each other like 3 weeks from each game. Do you think the Giants can get the second win over the Philadelphia Eagles?
I'm going for the Giants.
Going for the Giants. All right. Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo, they're going to win.
And who else?
All right, so on Sunday Night Football, we've got the Green Bay Packers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you got in that game?
I want the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. All right. Because how come?
The Packers are so stinky.
That's right. The Packers are stinky.
But the Cardinals lost.
Yeah. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers will have a better shot against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they'll have like a... I wanted to get all the way up to like 30.
30 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Green Bay Packers game is 17.
Sounds good. All right, our last pick.
17. Just like the Chiefs and the Lions.
That's right. So our last pick for this week of NFL picks is the Monday Night Football game. It's your Kansas City Chiefs, 4-3, against the Washington Commanders, who are sitting at 3-4. Do you think the Chiefs are going to win at Arrowhead against the Washington Commanders?
Yep, going for the Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes and the
Xavier
Chiefs.
Xavier Worthy.
And
Travis Kelce.
All right. Are they all going to score a touchdown?
Yep. Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, Worthy.
All right.
All three of them are scoring a touchdown.
Perfect. I love it. Sounds good.
Maybe Kelce can get out there for the kickoff.
Yeah.
He's going to catch the ball.
Yeah.
And he's going to run through a pile. Right to in the end.
Nice. Okay.
Right after the, I want it to be right after the first half kickoff.
Yeah, definitely.
Trillion zone.
Sounds good. Okay, so you made also a bunch of picks last episode on the Saturday, October 18th, NHL hockey games. So let's run through on how you did on that. Going into Saturday, you were 3-4, so this is your only losing record so far, other than Premier League. But you were 3-4 going into the weekend. You ended up picking 7 wins and picking 6 losses, which brings your overall for the year at even 500, 10-10. So that's pretty darn good. Yeah. All right. So you picked.
It's like a tie.
Yeah, it's like a tie. It's exactly like a tie. You picked the Florida Panthers over the Buffalo Sabres, and unfortunately, the Sabres won 3-0. You picked the New York Islanders over the Ottawa Senators, and New York Islanders won 5-4. You picked the New Jersey Devils over the Edmonton Oilers, and you picked that one correctly, with the New Jersey Devils winning 5-3. You picked the Seattle Kraken over the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Kraken won in overtime, 4-3.
Yes.
So you got that one right. You picked the Montreal Canadiens over the New York Rangers. Unfortunately, the Rangers won 4-3. You picked the Philadelphia Flyers over the Minnesota Wild, and the Flyers won 2-1. So you got that one right. You picked the Tampa Bay Lightning over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Unfortunately, the Blue Jackets won 3-2. You picked the Dallas Stars over the St. Louis Blues. And the St. Louis Blues, unfortunately, won 3-1. You picked the Nashville Predators over the Winnipeg Jets. And that one was wrong. The Winnipeg Jets won 4-1. You picked the Colorado Avalanche over the Boston Bruins. And the Avs won 4-1. You picked the Carolina Hurricanes over the Los Angeles Kings. And got that one correct, with the Carolina Hurricanes winning 4-3. You picked the Calgary Flames over the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And unfortunately, the Las Vegas Golden Knights came out hot, winning 6-1 over the Calgary Flames. So you got that one wrong. And then the last one of the night, you had the Pittsburgh Penguins over the San Jose Sharks. And they won 3-0. So you got that one right, with the Pittsburgh Penguins winning. So.
Let's see you. I'm gonna check the Red Wings.
Yeah.
See where they are.
So the Red Wings right now are sitting in second place in the Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference with 10 points. They right now have 5 wins and 2 losses after losing last night to the Buffalo Sabres. I want to say
the Red Wings, but
yeah.
They couldn't pull off the win.
That one was let's see. They ended up losing 4-2.
Again?
Yeah. Right now, at the top of...
Who did they play?
The Buffalo Sabres.
And then they played them double?
No, I don't think they played them twice yet. I think that was the first time they played them this year. Yeah. We'll pick the Red Wings game this upcoming Saturday. But just to kind of give everybody a preview of where the standings are right now. Right now in the Eastern Conference, the top of the Atlantic Division is the Montreal Canadiens with 6 wins and 2 losses.
Maple Leafs are fourth.
That's right. Yep. Toronto Maple Leafs are down in fourth.
Panthers are third. Red Wings are second. Canadiens are first.
In the Atlantic. In the Metropolitan, you've got the New Jersey Devils with 6 wins and 1 loss. So they've got 12 points. You've got the Carolina Hurricanes, 5-1 with 10 points. Who's next?
Penguins.
You got the Pittsburgh Penguins in third in the division with 10 points. And the Washington Capitals in fourth with 10 points. Down in the Western Conference, the Central Division, top of the Central Division is? Can you tell me that? The Colorado Avalanche with 12 points. You've got the Winnipeg Jets in second with 10. The Utah Mammoth in their second year right now in third with 10 points. And the Chicago Blackhawks making their way up at fourth in the Central Division with 8 points. In the Pacific Division, the Las Vegas Golden Knights are sitting on top with 12 points. Vancouver Canucks are in second with 8 points. Seattle Kraken in third with 8 points. And the Anaheim Ducks in fourth with 7 points.
And then we got to talk about the rest of the Atlantic.
So now I think what we'll do is we'll do some picks for next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, Saturday's hockey games. Sound good?
All right, let's do some picks.
All right, so first, who do we got?
I knew the Red Wings were going to play the Blues.
That's right. The Red Wings are hosting the St. Louis Blues at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Who do you have in that one?
Detroit Red Wings.
The Red Wings. All right.
Because they're red.
Okay. Next, we've got the Islanders against the Flyers. Who do you have in that one?
The Flyers have a little bit of orange, but they have a lot of black, so I'm going with the Islanders.
You're going with the Islanders, who are more orange than the Flyers. Okay, next we've got the Avalanche against the Bruins again.
Avalanche.
Okay, next we've got the Ducks versus the Lightning.
Ducks.
All right. Next we've got the Sabres against the Leafs.
Sabres.
All right. Next we've got the Vegas Golden Knights against the Florida Panthers.
Florida.
You're going to go with the Panthers? Okay.
Because they have a little bit of red.
That's right. Next, we have the Utah Mammoth against the Minnesota Wild. Huh. Remember, the Mammoth is the logo that you weren't really thrilled about.
Wild.
I'm going to go with the Wild. All right. Next, we've got the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Penguins.
Next, we've got the Ottawa Senators against the Washington Capitals. All right. Next, we've got the Montreal Canadiens against the Vancouver Canucks.
Because the Hurricane... No. I don't know.
The Canadiens.
The Canadiens have more red. Canadiens.
All right. Next, we've got the Los Angeles Kings against the Nashville Predators.
Predators.
All right. And then we've got the Carolina Hurricanes against the Dallas Stars.
Well, I like the Stars a little bit, but I don't.
You like the Hurricanes better?
Yeah. Okay. No, the Red Wings.
Well, I know you like the Red Wings better, but they're playing the Hurricanes. Who do you got, the Hurricanes or the Dallas Stars?
Hurricanes.
Oh, okay. And then last, we've got the Edmonton Oilers against the Seattle Kraken down there at the bottom.
Edmonton Oilers.
All right. Awesome. So that's 13 picks in the NHL for this Saturday.
Let's go into college hockey.
Oh, so you want to look at some college hockey?
So we can pick up on Michigan State.
Okay. So this last weekend, Michigan State beat the Boston University Terriers twice, didn't they?
Yeah. First was 3-2.
4-2.
First was 3-2.
Oh, was it?
Okay. And then second was 4-2.
Oh, okay. So no, on Friday night, October 17th, they beat the Boston University Terriers 4-2. They were number 4 in the country. Boston was number 1. And then on Saturday, Michigan State beat them again, both times in Boston, which is a very hostile place to be. They won in overtime, 4-3. That win, or those that set of wins, takes them to number 1 in the country. Michigan State Spartans sitting 3-1, number 1 in the country right now. Go Sparty.
I know who they're playing.
They're even their top 10, their game-winning goal.
I know who they're playing.
Yeah? What are they playing?
They are playing the team that on college football when we brought Uncle Mike and Aunt Mary.
Oh. I don't know. I think we'll have to...
That team, who's playing the Wolverines.
The Western Michigan Broncos?
Yep, they're playing them.
Maybe eventually in the season, but right now the Western Michigan, as we speak even, the number 2 Western Michigan Broncos, who are the defending champions, are losing 1-0 in the start of the second period. Yep, happening right now on the Big Ten Network to the number 3 Michigan Wolverines.
I want the Wolverines.
So Michigan State this weekend plays an unranked team, but an unranked team from Michigan, they're playing the Northern Michigan Wildcats.
There's Ferris State. Yeah. Where they playing?
Ferris State Bulldogs. They're playing the Michigan Tech Huskies, which is also in Michigan.
That team?
Which team? This one?
No, that one.
Right there? This team? So this team right here, that's the Bowling Green Falcons. Do you know who went to Bowling Green University?
No.
Bowling Green State University, I guess I should say. So there are two people that you are big fans of that went to Bowling Green that I know. One is Coach Greg Campy, the head coach for the OU basketball team.
Yes.
And the other person, who I think you're even a bigger fan of, is my boss, Shane Lewis. He went to Bowling Green State. That's where he went to school.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool? So they play Lake Superior State, the Lakers, which is a school up in the UP of Michigan, on Friday and Saturday this week. Who do you got winning that game?
I don't know.
I feel like you got to root for Bowling Green if Shane and Coach Campy went to Bowling Green, right?
Yeah, I will.
You want Bowling Green? All right. Sounds good. Cool. And then you got Ferris over Michigan Tech.
Yep.
You got Sparty over in Northern Michigan?
Oh, I know. I don't know who the Gophers
are. Gophers are playing the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs, who Uncle Henry actually went to school there for his master's degree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, now you do.
And let's see who Penn State's got.
Penn State. Who do they play in college hockey? Let's see. I don't see them. It looks like maybe they have an off week this week. I don't see them.
Oh, there they are. There you are.
Yep, Penn State. They're number 5 in the country in college hockey.
They have 5 wins?
I don't know if they have 5 wins, but they're number 5 in the country. Yeah, they're 5-1. Number 5 in the country. They play a school called Stonehill. I'm not familiar with that school. But
no,
I bet they'll beat
them. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame plays Robert Morris. Yep. Okay, so one thing that I did want to talk about.
Was
OU basketball. They had their first exhibition game last night on Wednesday night against against Alma.
Let's was that Oakland?
It was at Oakland.
I want to see.
They won't show any highlights because it was just an exhibition game, but I did see the final score. They won 111-77.
Whoa.
Yeah, big win. So they had a big win. They had a good win. Michigan State's season, I think, starts their first game is on their first official game is on November 3rd. So it's about a week and a half from now. Okay. They play the Michigan Wolverines, who are number 7 in the country. Do you think they can upset the Michigan Wolverines?
Yeah. 30-17.
Well, I think in basketball, usually the scoring is a little bit higher than that. You want to think like maybe 60s to 70s, somewhere in that range.
70. I want Sparty at 70.
Well, not Sparty. Remember, it's Oakland against the Wolverines. The Golden Grizzlies against the Wolverines.
Golden.
Yeah, so you're going to root for the Golden Grizzlies on the 3rd. I think what we'll do is maybe next episode we'll do...
Dad, I want to go to my next ball boy experience.
We can definitely try and get to a basketball game for sure.
Push into that game and watch.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? When you got to be the ball boy for a Oakland basketball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. You got to go into the huddle. You got to... What else did you get to do?
Bench.
You got to sit behind the bench. What were you passing out to the players when you were behind the bench? Remember, you were putting something on their shoulder?
Towels.
You were putting towels on their shoulder. What did you get to do at halftime and even before the game started?
Go in the locker room.
You got to go in the locker room and hear Coach Campy pep talk, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to stand right in the corner of the locker room.
That's right. That was pretty cool, wasn't it? So, yeah, we'll hopefully get to another...
And you got to go in the locker room, too.
I got to go with you. That's right. So, hopefully, we'll get to some basketball games. OU's got a tough start. Their first 3 games, I just mentioned, their first game is against the University of Michigan, number 7 in the country. Their second game is against the Purdue Boilermakers, who are ranked number 1 in the country.
Is that college basketball?
In college basketball. And then their third game of the season is against the number 2 ranked Houston Cougars. So they're playing 3 top 10 teams in the country for their first 3 games. Coach Campy likes to schedule them tough right off the get-go to get his team ready for the season. The Horizon League preseason poll came out, or rankings came out.
Let's see what part.
I don't know if I can show you, but I did take a look, and Oakland is slotted as the number 2 team in the Horizon League this year. Hopefully they're going to make a run and make it back to the NCAA tournament. After their awesome Cinderella run 2 years ago. Would you like to see them back in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, but they lost to the Dragons.
Last year?
Yeah. That was their last loss, and they were tied for just maybe about, 3 months.
Okay.
And then they came back.
Okay. Well, they're getting ready for their campaign this year. Hopefully we can see them do really well in the Horizon League and maybe get to a couple games. Maybe we'll even see if Coach Campy wants to be on our podcast. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for today. We picked in college football. We picked in the NFL. We picked in the NHL and even some college hockey. And then we just did a little bit of a preview of the OU basketball season. I think what we'll do next episode is take a look through their whole season to see how we think they're going to do. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to say to the fans? Or the listeners?
Go Oakland.
Go Oakland. Make sure to please...
Go Sparty.
Go Sparty.
And go Chiefs.
And go Chiefs. That's right.
Go Lions, too.
Yeah, and go Lions, too. Make sure to like and subscribe leave a comment on your podcast listening medium of choice. Please feel free to share us with your family, friends, and social media. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you guys... or talk to you guys next week.
Nice.
All right.
Bye-bye.